And I am your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Andy Pate with me today, Charlie Grimes, Richard Battle joining us now. Richard, how are you, sir? How is the great state of Texas today, given everything going on in our country?
Happy New Year, John. Thank you for having us back, and we're doing great in Texas.
Good, good, good. Now, we are going to talk about, and we spent the last hour talking about a little bit about what was going on in D.C. today and election results and so on, but I wanted to get back on track with you, and I promote it this way. You know, we are in a time where some people are very happy with the outcome, some people are not very happy about the outcome, but the reality, Richard, is life goes on regardless of who is in the presidency, who is in the governorships, who is a senator, who is a House of Representatives, who is a city councilman. I mean, the reality, Richard, is for all of us out there, our life moves forward regardless. We've got to set goals. Look for 20 to 21 to be a good year, but that's up to us to make it so.
That is absolutely correct. And I posted a video 2 days ago on YouTube, Happy New Year, What Now? You can look it up under Richard V. Battle. And basically, I address those things because each of us has the opportunity and the choice every day how we're going to respond to life events around us that we can't control. And how we respond is going to influence more of our success than what those events are.
Yeah, well said. Couldn't agree more. Go ahead, Andy.
Richard, I think something that a lot of people struggle with right now is so many have never felt so out of control in their lives. They feel completely out of control with what's happened in politics. They feel completely out of control because of COVID. They feel completely out of control because of restrictions, what they're doing to the economy. They feel out of control. How do we help people look at what they can control in their own lives first?
Well, and I think that is so true. And unfortunately, I learned that lesson when I lost my son. I learned that I had no control at that time, and my faith plays and plays a great deal in my trust, because I trust that the Lord is in control of things, and regardless of what goes on, we know the end of the story, and that's what I put my trust in. All the things on this earth will let us down over time, and so we have to have a rock that we can trust for our lifetimes and beyond.
Yep. Well said, Richard. And by the way, appreciate you saying that, because no truer words have been spoken. I mean, the reality is, you know, and I'm not trying to just say this in a cliche way and just, you know, make light of where we're at as a country. I mean, are we going to have, you know, some rough times ahead moving forward? Well, I think it depends on which side of the spectrum you're on, right versus left. It could get a little dicey here for the next couple of years. We don't know that yet, and I'm trying to keep a positive outlook even in light of that. But Richard, I'm not trying to make light of where we're at today, but our country, the citizenry of past, of history, has been through, and our country's been through far worse than what we're going through right at the moment.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that I think about when I hear people say it can't get any worse, I think of the siege at Stalingrad from December of 41 into early 44, when the Germans encircle the city and they think that 800,000 to a million civilians died of starvation and disease. It was so bad that when you had people in your household die, you just put them out on the street every day and wagons would haul them off.
Yeah.
Those people went through hell on earth for over 2 years, and yet they survived it and have come back over time.
Yeah, the biggest thing that I am concerned with, Richard, right now more than anything really is the future of the country, given the fact that we have gotten so soft, and I really mean soft in a way where we are expecting literally, and I think that's what's happened even in our elections that we're going through as we speak, we are expecting the government or someone else to take care of us instead of us doing that job on our own. And in a way, Richard, that to me is a bigger fear than what's happened in this election.
Absolutely, and that's something that's come on in the last 10 or so years. When I went through financial devastation in the 80s with the Texas real estate bust, it was a 3-year descent into bankruptcy, and there was no expectation or hope of any kind of government help. And not to say that they shouldn't be helping now businesses that the government destroyed or people, But I think that overall, we've got to get back to thinking about taking care of ourselves and not looking to government for every solution to our life.
Which goes back into the things we need to do moving forward in 2021. I know you've got some tips on that. Give us some things that folks listening can do as we head into 2021 to, you know, set some goals, achieve those goals, and hopefully have a better 21 than they had in 20.
Well, I think the first thing that's most important is we have to start with a positive attitude, because Henry Ford said there's those that think they can and those that think they can't, and they're both right. And how people respond to these news events and how they decide to step forward from it's going to be critical. And I think that we have to take the long-term, lifetime, or eternal view versus looking at today, because the shorter our viewpoint of time, the more problematic we're going to see things. The longer our viewpoint of time, the less important any of these small challenges will be to us.
All right. Agree. Number two.
Well, I think that we're going to expect obstacles are going to come this year, regardless of whether you like the election results or not. We're going to have challenges that we face this year. They may come early, often. They may come quickly and leave, or they may stay. And Charles R. Swindoll tells us that life is 10% of what happens to us, 90% of how we respond to it, and we get to choose how we respond to each of those challenges.
That's right.
I encourage people to see the movie Rudy if they've never seen it, and see how he responded to all of the challenges that he had that got in his way of his dream of playing football at Notre Dame.
Well,
that
said.
Resilience we have to have.
You know, the one equalizer, Richard, that's in life, whether you're rich, poor, fat, skinny, young, old, I can go down the list. There's one equalizer, and that is everyone's got a problem.
That is absolutely the truth. And normally before COVID hit, we would experience problems individually or in small groups. And a lot of times we could see people and not know what problems they're going through. COVID is a storm, as people have described it, that we're all going through at the same time.
True.
So it's interesting to watch how people respond to different challenges. I want to be around people that respond positively and that are good examples. And I want to feed off that positive energy, because there is nothing to be gained from being around people that are negative all the time.
Well said.
You know, the funny thing, Richard, is that people who are negative all the time, they lash out and they do it because they feel that it makes them heard more. But the more you do it, you are heard less.
Yep, exactly.
Absolutely. And I think that we want to get away from people that are negative. I had a guy that I worked with many years ago. And every day when I'd call him for some business communication, I'd ask him how he was doing. And his answer always was, not worth a darn, but he said the other D word.
Right.
And no matter how much I tried to cheer him up, he was always negative. And no one ever wanted to be around
him. That's depressing. Okay, number three, what's the last thing folks can do as we head into 2021?
Well, perseverance. And overcomers are people who try one more time than those who fall short.
Yep.
And we're going to fall and fail, and there's nothing wrong in falling and failing, but we've got to pick ourselves back up and keep trying and be the ones that try that one more time until we succeed.
And I talked to somebody this morning, Richard, where I said, you know, really one of the keys to success is you don't always have to be the smartest guy in the room, the guy with the highest IQ. The reality is if you can outwork the next guy, you'll be successful. Because really, Richard, that is really what you just talked about with perseverance. It's outworking the next one.
Absolutely. And where we start in life or where we are now is not as important as where we finish.
Right.
And it's up to us to do our best until our last breath to finish as well as possible.
And you know what? I'm going to add one thing to everything you just said. The other thing about that is be smart as we move forward into 2021 and you look at goals and you look at the things you need to accomplish, and you know, how do you stay ahead of everything that's happening right now? Everything you said, Richard, spot on. Keep a positive attitude. Got to have perseverance. But on top of that, I really do believe you also need to be smart in the direction that you head. Outwork the next person. You know, but if you do all of that, though, Richard, and we take it one day at a time, Lord willing, we will all be successful.
Yes, sir. I agree with all of those things 100%. And we won't succeed all the time, but we get to try every day.
That's right.
And if we try with a positive attitude, we'll do better than if we don't.
Richard, give your website out where folks can get your book.
RichardBattle.com, and they can find all of the works on Amazon at Richard D. Battle.
Richard, looking forward to 2021 and having you on. I really enjoy it. You're always a joy each week. I really appreciate it, sir.
I appreciate being on. God bless America, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds great, Richard. I appreciate it. And Richard's a breath of fresh air. I enjoy talking to him each and every week because he just brings some perspective, I think, that we drastically need sometimes. And I think the other thing I appreciate about Richard is, much like myself, has faced his own adversities in life, has figured out how to overcome those adversities, didn't just sit around and feel sorry for himself, but figured out how to, get over certain things, whether in his case it was, bankruptcy, death of a child. I mean, Richard's overcome some really big obstacles that in some cases would have kept some people down, but yet overcame them and has done very well. I'd love having him on because of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes it can be hard listening to advice from people who just have a great life, great wife, great job, great home, great this, great that. And you look at them and you say, you know what? I don't have all that. I'm going through adversity. How do I get to the other side?
Well said, Andy. I appreciate that. Roof Max is up next, folks. And boy, I tell you what, we have found a fabulous sponsor when it comes to your roof. And what I mean by that is Dave Hart at Roof Max has the ability to where he can rejuvenate your current roof. So maybe you've got a roof where it doesn't have a lot of hail damage, but you can just tell it's getting weathered. There's some cracks in the shingles and some things aren't just looking like they should, and you feel like, hey, I should maybe think about getting this replaced. Better yet, think about calling Dave, get a free roof inspection, and if you qualify, if the roof is such a way that it qualifies, he could rejuvenate that and in some cases get you another 5, 10, or even 15 years out of your current roof for a fraction of the price of a new roof. So call Dave today, 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to 3 applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
All right, and we've got Mighty Hand Construction up next, folks. And if you need something done in northern Colorado, whether that's an expansion to your current house, basement refinish, remodel, bathroom, you name it, whatever it is, they would love to take care of you. And it's easy. Just go to klzradio.com, look for Mighty Hand Construction there, or you can call them directly at 970-844-9191.
The team at Mighty Hand gets back to you. A lot of mom-and-pop construction companies don't have large enough teams to call you back promptly. The same guy probably works as both the foreman and the salesperson, so he simply doesn't have the time. Micah Applegate, owner of Mighty Hand Construction in Fort Collins, has a team of dedicated project managers who will make sure you have a solid estimate on your remodeling project within a couple of weeks, at the latest. As a full-service construction company with nothing but 5-star reviews, Mighty Hand prides themselves on their timely responses. Micah and his team run a well-organized business with designated shop managers, their own delivery trucks and equipment, subcontractors they trust, and experienced foremen who will oversee every detail of your project. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand for custom real estate modification in Northern Colorado, honoring God, impacting customers.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, and if you need help with anything refinancing wise, rates, you can do 30 years right now for about 2.5%, and maybe even better depending upon credit. Ask Kurt; he can fill you in all the details. 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, home of John Rush, the Rhino, as some would say.
Okay.
I'm not, and Andy's with me too. I'm not a Rhino.
No.
I'm about the farthest thing from a Rhino you'll ever see, folks.
You're a Liberty Warrior. You're a Patriot.
Folks, I am not a Rhino. I know some of you think because I am pointing out some of Trump's faults and what's happened in regards to the election and the fact that I'm very, very, very frustrated with Trump's legal team. In the fact that we didn't get things presented quickly enough. And I realize that, you know, maybe I'm being too hard in that area and maybe the Supreme Court didn't listen like they should have and on. But, you know, guys, time out. Isn't it the job of a legal team to present the right things, to get the doors open, to make all that stuff happen?
It is. And by the way, John, if I may, your entire job in life is to go in and fix businesses.
Evaluate and fix,
to
right?
Evaluate, fix. And what people are basically telling you is that you must not evaluate or propose any kind of problems whatsoever with Donald Trump. And my,
but that to me, that's not.
I know, but.
No, let me stop me real quick.
Go ahead, go ahead.
To me, that's not a true supporter. For example, Andy. If I really, really wanted to support you and help you, which we do on a regular basis, and you become a much better co-host and even a fill-in for me because of the things we do back and forth, and there's times where even with you, I will point out, Andy, we need to do X, not X.
Right.
It's my job. It's what I do.
Sure.
If I didn't like you, I would never say anything about it and just let you fumble along and not worry about it. When I like someone, I will help you with your faults to move on, to become a better person, and in this case, build a better country.
This is why you constantly show me diagrams of what I do wrong.
Well, but you get what I'm saying.
No, I totally get what you're saying. But John,
and now I'm being called a rhino because I'm doing that.
John, take a step back here for a second. Yeah, that's funny. Take a step back here for a moment. If we become a party that cannot offer constructive, because I say constructive because we love Trump.
Yes, I do. Very
much
so.
We're big fans. But if we cannot,
I voted for him twice.
If we cannot offer constructive criticism of Donald Trump, then we have at that point become a cult of personality, one personality. That is not good. Okay. And by the way, let me tell you, let me describe a cult of personality. Barack Obama and his supporters were a cult.
Because that guy never had any faults with those supporters.
They built Greek columns. They had children chanting his name and then going, mm-mm-mm. They were a true cult of personality. And if you disagreed with him on any policy, you were a racist. That is a cult of personality.
Right.
And so what I'm saying is we don't want to be that.
You know the other cult we have going on right now in regards to that same thing?
What?
COVID. Same exact situation.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't dare disagree with anything when it comes to COVID, or you're an outsider, you're a conspiracy theorist, and on down the line we go.
Fantastic. So, do we want to be like the people who say you can't possibly question the numbers on COVID, you can't possibly question any of this? Do we want to be like them with Donald Trump?
No.
And by the way, folks, Donald Trump did not rise to greatness in the business world by not having people around him who could criticize him. By putting a row of yes men around the table. He didn't do that. In fact, Donald Trump is well known for liking to have a lot of people in the room who disagree with him, who challenge him. Now, that actually became possibly a detriment in some of his appointments. Okay?
Agree.
But to his credit, he's not as thin-skinned as a lot of people think. I think he became more so down the stretch because it just got crazy with the media. But look,
and by the way, to his, I'll give him some credit here, or a pass. Can the media wear on you? Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I mean, being in that position, can it wear on you? Absolutely, yes. So, people, please, for 1 second. Number one, I'm not a rhino. Number two, I fully support Donald Trump. Number three, do I believe the election was stolen? Yes, but I will go back to what I talked about with Pat earlier, and I will have to disagree with Pat vehemently. We did not win by a landslide. If we'd have won by a landslide, we wouldn't be here.
Right. By the way, I gotta say though, Rhino Rush does kind of flow off the tongue.
Thanks,
I'm sorry,
Andy.
It does.
Thanks.
It does.
Appreciate
it's easy to say.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Yes, I am printing up T-shirts.
Thank you.
And let me give some constructive criticism. Can I really quick before we go to break?
Yeah.
How about after we get back?
After the breaks, I want to add one more thing about the criticism thing.
Go ahead.
Which shows that I actually do care about our party and about Trump, and I'm not a rhino. Is when you raise kids, which I've raised a lot, by the way. To make a kid better, you discipline and you point out faults and you correct those faults and you make sure that things are moving in a positive direction and you groom and you help and you teach and you guide and you basically do the same things I'm doing with Donald Trump as we speak. So how is it that I don't like the guy when I'm doing this?
It isn't. And by the way, you clearly do like the guy. You clearly believe he was a great president.
I believe he's going to go down as one of the greatest presidents of our time.
But
others will disagree with that, but I will stand by that statement.
But there are mistakes that are made, and when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you one that happened in the spring that our administration did that laid the groundwork for losing the election.
Okay, we'll come right back. Purefoy Chevrolet is up next, folks. Whether you are trying to buy a new or used car, Purefoy Chevrolet is there for you. And what I mean by that is they got a full lot of used cars, plus all the new cars as well, and in inventory, and some great deals right now, by the way, on new Chevrolet products. So Highway 52, Highway 85 in Fort Lupton. It's purefoychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
My first name is Steve. And I began going to Purefoy in 1993. And even though I live 45 minutes away, I've never gone to another dealership. And I've bought 5 cars from them over the years, all Corvettes. My overall impression has always been the same, and that is that they're a small-town dealership. They're a dealership in a small town. But they're really as professional and courteous and as concerned with their customer satisfaction as any dealership or any business I've ever been to before. Just about everybody that you run into there just makes you feel like family. And why would you not want to deal with somebody like that? We've all been to places where you walk in the door and you realize that whoever it is you're talking to really doesn't care. You're just somebody they want to get out before 5 o'clock so they can go home. And in this day and age of technology and, you know, all the stuff that we've got going on that says you've got to get people out the door to make money, that's just a breath of fresh, it's a hurricane of fresh air to go up and deal with Raleigh and his staff. They're just wonderful, wonderful people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, as we head into 2021, make sure that your finances are in order and will take you where you want to go. Al Smith is a financial advisor and will make that happen in your life. 303-744-1128 is the phone number, or find him at klzradio.com.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a 2-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter @RushToReason and on Facebook.com/RushToReason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, thanks for the emails and text messages. Lines are open, by the way, if you want to join in on the conversation. 303-477-5600, 303-477-5600. You wanted to say something about what happened in the spring.
We lost this election in the spring, and by the way, this is not me saying it after the fact, and hindsight is 2020. I expressed massive concerns back then when we made this decision, and that was this. When we decided on how to classify COVID deaths, and when we decided anything with COVID attached, we would call a COVID death, and that we would provide 20% extra money to the doctors and hospitals every time a death was classified a COVID death. When we did that, I said, I was screaming from the mountaintops, no. Go to the CDC, go to everybody. Look, do you run, like you always say, John, who's in charge? Donald Trump, you're on top.
Yeah.
You and your team, go to them and say, unless it is the primary cause of death, it is not the cause of death. We are going to treat COVID the same way we treat everything else. And I said, the moment we put in place that we will allow anything where COVID can even be alleged to be called a COVID death, we endangered the election.
Yeah, and I think the other, real quick, to just to point out some of the things that Trump should have done differently, and again, I know hindsight's 2020, but some of this I said early on, and didn't say this, 6 months after COVID, but, some of these things I said clear back in, February, March, April. Did I agree with Trump doing the, 14 days, slow the spread? Yes, and I think what should have been going on in that 14 days was getting as much input from as many epidemiologists as possible, not just the Fauci's little communists of the world, but really get some really solid feedback from individuals. Now, I also will give some grace because nobody really knew what was going on with COVID in that time frame. We were just trying our best to kind of keep things under wraps and really not knowing what was going on. But I do wish that Trump would have continued to come out and say, guys, time out. Yes, we need to slow the spread, but we can't shut the economy down. We need to slow the spread. We can't shut the economy down. Now, I understand he did a lot of that, and he did say a lot of those things, and he put the power back into the states. I'm not saying that he could have done that any differently. I wish he could have, but if that could have been changed and done differently, again, we'd have a different outcome today because the states that had the power to shut things down with their blue governors, like here in Colorado,
right,
and did, greatly affected the outcome of the election.
Yes.
And I wish there had been a way. I don't know that there would have been any other way Trump could have handled that. I wish there had been, because had there been, we wouldn't be here today either.
Absolutely, absolutely true.
Because they did use COVID in a way to win the election.
Right. But the problem, they weaponized it. But the problem is that you would have to basically be a dictator and override states' rights.
And that would have hurt you as well. So how do you do that?
And tell them what they can do, what is acceptable, what isn't. Well, I think his big problem there was simply the amount of power and influence, that's a huge word, that he gave to Fauci.
Yes, far too much.
Far too much. And Fauci was a guy who flat out didn't like Trump.
No,
hated him. Wanted him gone.
Right.
You do not empower your enemies. I mean, I'm sorry, that's like being in the football field and handing off to the other side.
But
you don't do it.
But real quick, another area where I'm not sure Fauci should have even been there.
I agree.
You could have changed that in 2016.
Yes.
Or 2017, I should say.
He should have gone. Well, as you've said from the start, and you know this from going through businesses, sometimes you just got a clean house. And when you're coming in as a new administration after the Obama administration.
Right. Wouldn't you want a clean house, especially in that area?
John, you must clean house.
I mean, we already knew that healthcare was a huge problem in the United States of America, which, again, another fault across the board with the GOP, not just Trump, but all GOP, and not getting Obamacare fixed in those first 2 years. That was a dismal failure on the part of the Republicans.
It was, but we had a problem. We had overall, the Republicans were definitely on the right side there, but you had two or three who are holding it up and killing us. And that was a real problem.
I agree. But again, we missed an opportunity.
But bottom line, what's the biggest thing that ended his presidency? The death count. It is. The COVID death count
became the number one thing.
It's being streamed constantly on TV.
True.
It is the thing that everybody looked at.
But again, folks, real quick, and again, talking about things that Trump has not done correctly at times, he made another blunder today. I know you guys out there are going to be mad at me for saying this, but he made a blunder today.
What'd he say?
When I saw Joe Biden on TV in response to what was going on today, and I don't see the President of the United States on TV responding to what's going on today, that's a problem.
Well, he did. I mean, he...
Not quickly enough, though. And that's the fault he made. He should have been on air before Biden was. And a short video tweet clip isn't enough.
No, that looks weak after the fact.
You should have had every network in the Oval Office talking about what was going on and denouncing it at that point in time, period. Immediately. Soon as it happened, get the news, you know, get the press in there, have a, you know, whatever it goes out, how they publish that out, whatever, in away you go.
I think one real problem with Trump is that he has at times been too slow to confront some of his supporters.
Craig, you're next. What's going on today, sir?
Hi, John. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Craig.
All right, so am I a rhino, Craig?
Are you a rhino? Oh, a little bit.
You getting the T-shirt, Craig?
Thanks, Craig.
But I want to say I don't condone what took place at the Capitol today. But what it is a result of people's frustrations. And
agree.
I know that is not the way to handle it.
And by the way, not disagreeing with that at all, and not saying that the protest in the assembly shouldn't even happen. You guys know me. I am all for peaceful assembly anywhere in this great country, however, whenever, as long as it's done in a peaceful way and we don't have, you know, people storming the doors, breaking windows, and walking into places that, frankly, at that point in time, they're not allowed to be in.
Well, you know what? We have come to the realization, those of us that supported Trump and now realize that it's over, that we now have a Democrat in the presidency, we have a Democratic Congress, and we have a Democratic Senate. And when people like Charles Schumer are running around saying we're going to transform America, and on their agenda, I believe, is to limit your freedom of speech, limit your gun ownership, and mm-hmm. start limiting your constitutional rights.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you agree? Through social media, the social media giants did everything they could to protect Biden. Any information about Hunter Biden was screened, you know, was censored. It wasn't allowed on there. So your freedom of speech is being limited at that point. But what the Democrats are is a party of hypocrisy. Now, when the social injustice riots were taking place after the George Floyd incident, and we had all the rioting, you know, the summer of rioting and these little camps being set up in Portland and such, you never once heard any of the Democrat candidates condemning that kind of violence. But yet Joe Biden will come on the air and condemn this kind of violence and tell, you know, the Trump supporters they need to back off, which they should. But we do not know yet that those were all
agree
Trump supporters.
No, and I said that early on. I said that in the 3 o'clock hour that, you know, we will find out. And Andy said the same thing as time goes by and the days go by, you know, the days pass in front of us here, we'll find more out about what the real root cause of some of the, you know, violence and the things that happen. I'm also watching some video that Richard just sent me that was tweeted out where Washington, D.C. police executed a Trump supporter, was really doing nothing but peacefully protesting. That is an outrage also, Craig. That should not have happened.
Well, you know, I had a neighbor that was, you know, as anti-Trump as it can get. And you try to have you know, this was after the George Floyd incident, and I condemned what happened to George Floyd. That was not right. But I said it did not justify what took place afterwards, like the destruction of private businesses, the destruction of department stores, the rioting, the looting. And he says, well, that's what it has to come to in order to get our point across. So couldn't the people that are doing what they did in the Capitol use the same justification, even though it's not warranted? Oh, well, this is what it comes to prove our point that we think there was fraud in the election.
And you know, Craig, unfortunately, that is some of what I've seen out of some Trump supporters, even on my own social media account, and I will disagree with that statement. That's not what it comes to, and that's not how we handle things in this country. We still are a country with rule of law, and we as conservatives, especially conservative Christians, should be setting the example in that area.
Okay, you believe in rule of law. Now, when we have Democratic city council people telling police departments to just, you know, sit back and let crimes happen, because now we have city council people that are allowing, you know, police officers to be sued civilly if they find that they've been, you know, handled too aggressively in an arrest. I had an incident in my front yard where a young lady trespassed, and they would not make her leave my front lawn, because they have their hands tied that if they were to actually grab her and tell her, you need to come with us, that they would have a lawsuit against them. So the whole thing about law and order, that's waning. That is becoming less and less. And then when you have the...
But Craig, you know, real quick, I'm going to stop you there. And, you know, we're good friends, and I appreciate the phone call, and this is great dialogue. But I guess the question I would ask you is, you know, what's the alternative? We can't just have anarchy either. So to me, the alternative is we have to be better at winning the next elections and getting those individuals out that you're talking about and reversing that tide. That's the only answer. We can't just storm capitals and city and county courthouses and take things over. That's anarchy. We can't do that either.
Well, you know, and when lawsuits are you know, some of these voter lawsuits are just, you know, that Supreme Court won't even take a look at it. That adds a level of frustration to it. They won't even take a look at it. They just dismiss everything. And, you know, I think the only way that we can get things turned around is if Biden and his cronies, and I'm going to call them cronies, I'm not going to call them his cabinet.
No, I'll agree with you on. They're definitely cronies. No doubt about that.
And if they go and really screw it up the next 4 years, some of these people that voted for him are going to sit back and look and go, hey, this isn't what I bargained for.
You know, Craig, and that's where you and I probably will have to disagree. I think the dumbing down of America, I'm not sure what you just said is correct. I think there's a lot of people that voted for him that will not have any clue of what you just said and will not know any difference when it comes 4 years down the road. I just don't think they will.
But are you guys really disagreeing? Because I hear Craig saying a percentage of them
maybe
will,
a small percentage.
Because I think we would all agree there's a good percentage who will never wake up.
No.
But if there's a small percentage that voted for Biden that realized, wow, this isn't working out, maybe that could turn around.
Well, and Craig, let me phrase it this way. I believe there's a certain percentage of Biden voters that will, no matter what he does, stand behind him, just like there's a certain percentage of Trump supporters that will stand by him no matter what he does and call me as a talk show host a rhino because I challenged Trump on some of the things that he has done.
Well, I don't think any leader should be surrounded by yes men, first of all.
Well, but wait, I've got listeners, Craig, right now that are mad at me today for coming out and talking about some of the things that Trump has done wrong. So there are supporters on our side that are doing exactly what you just said. They're my listeners.
I think Trump, you know, any political leader should have people that say, hey, now maybe you need to step back and look at this from a different perspective. And maybe Trump was too quick to just fire people that were in his staff. And maybe they disagree.
Or didn't fire some quick enough.
Yeah, you know, this is true.
Craig, can I ask you a quick question here? What do you think about Trump, his practice of publicly excoriating people who worked for him in the press when they made decisions and things that he disagreed with? Do you think that was effective or detrimental?
That's detrimental.
Yeah, agree.
I mean, if you're going to fire people, you just let it go, and you let it go at that. And then I didn't especially like at his rally in Georgia where he said, you know, if Mike Pence doesn't come through with me, you know, with what took place today in the Capitol, the electoral thing that took place, his role in that, if he didn't come through, he wasn't going to be so happy with it. You know, Pence has been by his side from the word go.
And, you know, I did appreciate Pence's response when it came to some of that by saying basically he didn't feel like the founding fathers wanted election results put in the hands of the vice president. Yes, they put a mechanism in there where if there's out and out problems, you know, he can go in and change things. But I think Pence has to look at this and say, I think Pence very much is looking at this the same way I am. Yes, we've seen some problems. Yes, we've seen some things that we want to make sure are fixed and handled correctly in the future. Do I feel like there's been some fraud in certain areas? Yes, but is it enough to negate every single elector across the country? And Craig, I would have to stand by Pence and say, no, I don't think there is.
Well, also, COVID also fell into the hands of the Democrats because it increased voters feel like it was unsafe to go to the voting booths and do their voting. They voted by mail, and like I'll agree with President Trump till the day I die, there's more increased probability of fraud when you increase the mail-in ballot.
Agree. Well, no, I'm not going to argue that at all. Fully agree with that. In fact, I think mail-in voting should be outlawed across the country. But you're going to have states that aren't going to let that happen, just like Colorado. But yeah, I we've seen it here in Colorado. I think one of the easiest ways for fraud is to do mail-in voting. Fully stand by.
When people have moved out of a state and they still get a ballot and somebody fills out the ballot, there's no
right.
no checks and balances to see if that person handing in that ballot is who they say they are. I mean, right there.
Yeah, no. Mail-in voting is just, in my opinion, and Trump talked about this, it is flat out, you know, ripe for fraud. But, you know, again, I go back to some of the things we talked about in the 3 o'clock hour, Craig, and this is some of the things I would fault Trump in, is if we knew these things were going to happen, and he did, he talked about it, and I get all of that. But does that not mean that you've got to play the game even bigger, better, smarter, and faster than the opponent if you're going to win?
Oh, sure. I mean, this is where what's left of the Republican Party, if you even want to call it that. Let's say the people that really believe in Trump's policies, let's not necessarily him as a man, but what he attempted to do while in office. They need to get people together right now saying, we're not waiting till 6 months before the next election to try to get Joe Biden out of office. We need to start now. We need to get a candidate that believes in those same principles, those same policies, and get them ready and play it smart. Mm-hmm. And look at what mistakes Agree. Donald Trump made and make the changes necessary to win the next election.
Yep. Real good. No, Craig, appreciate the phone call as always. Great friend of the show, and I do appreciate it. And great conversation, everybody. I fully enjoy these conversations, and I will fully let you know that as much as you may think I am not a rhino, not by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
Which is, for those of you that maybe don't know, Rhino is Republican in name only, and that is not me.
John, you're a business consultant who simply wants us to win.
Yeah, and here's my other fear that I'm going to talk about as soon as we come back. I have one more fear with all of this.
Okay.
Which I think is your fear as well.
All right.
Talk about it when we come back. Bruce Simmons is up next, folks. Reverse mortgage specialist. He wants to help you out. If you're 62 years of age or older, sitting on a pile of equity, you want to turn that into cash, Bruce can show you how. And it's really simple. Just called reverse mortgage. Call Bruce today on all the ins and outs of reverse mortgage, 303-467-7821, or find him at klzradio.com.
Owning a relatively high-value home does not make you immune to cash flow problems. It's more expensive to maintain and insure. Property taxes seem to go up every year. And of course, you may have a sizable mortgage payment to make every month. You don't want to sell, but you wish you had a little more margin in your budget. As long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, a reverse mortgage with KLZ's Bruce Simmons could give you the financial cushion you need. Thanks to recent changes by the Federal Housing Administration, you may be able to eliminate your monthly mortgage payment, setting you up comfortably for as long as you live in the home. Starting in January of 2021, homeowners 62 years and older with higher value homes may tap into a larger portion of their equity, giving them a better chance of qualifying for the loan. Get in touch with Colorado's first certified reverse mortgage specialist now at klzradio.com/reverse.
All right, a good shop is up next, and taking a vehicle of our own fleet over there to get an estimate from a good shop, because that's what they do. They're a great collision center that want to help you get things back on track, whether it's your own, how should I say this, you're writing the check, or the insurance company's writing the check. Doesn't matter. They'll take care of you either way. And if it's an insurance company, you can still control the repair process. That's what they do at a good shop. Find them at klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at a good shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales. So in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding a good shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at a good shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with a good shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. All right, my biggest fear out of all of what's going on right now, and Andy talked about this the other day, but it is becoming a bigger increasing fear in my mind, and I'll ask Andy in his as well. But to me, all of this nonsensical talk of Trump going out and forming his own party and having a third party outside of the Republican Party is probably right now for me the biggest fear of everything, even over Biden.
Yes.
And you know why? That happens, we're done.
Yeah.
The country's done if that happens.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the worst decision that I could even contemplate using all my imagination.
Yeah, I thank you. Well said. Bruce, what's going on, sir? How's Minnesota?
Oh, my gosh, it was almost 40 degrees here today. All the global cool, warm, heating, changing.
Got it. Stuff. Thank you for the card, too, Bruce. I do appreciate that very much, sir.
Bruce? I was wondering.
I was just saying, Bruce is working on his tan. But go ahead,
Bruce. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, I was walking around in just a T-shirt today.
So nice.
Hi. Yeah. Hey, you know, I want to know, with all this stuff that's going on up there in D.C. and I heard some reports from some friends of mine down in the cities that stuff was going on down there. But how many mass arrests have been talked about?
I don't think any that I know of.
I haven't read any.
I've been trying to follow the news while doing, you know, the show at the same time, Bruce, but I haven't heard of any.
I'm sitting here thinking, why, you know, you got the National Guard, you got the Secret Service, you got the Capitol Police. These people broke in and did all this stuff. Why didn't they seal the building and just start rounding people up?
I don't think they had enough personnel there to do that because I don't think they were expecting that is what I've heard and read.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too, Bruce, is that they simply did not
have
the sheer manpower they needed for those kinds of numbers.
I've seen some videos where there were lines inside the building of police officers and people were breaking through and running away. Now,
Bruce, and I'll tell everybody else listening this, that's not your typical Trump supporter. I'll just say that straight up because it's not.
No, it's not. I've also seen reports where Antifa and those ilk were garbed in MAGA gear.
Right.
And
seen some of those same reports too. And go kind of back to what Andy's been saying. I think some of that we'll know more here in the next few days as they go through some, different profiles, arrests, and so on, and really determine all of that. There's a lot of information. I'm going to come back in the 5 o'clock hour and talk about that as well, Bruce. There's a lot of information on social media. All I'm going to tell everybody is just be really careful right now early on. A lot of stuff can be photoshopped. Lots of things can be sent out and not necessarily be true on both sides. I think we wait and see how things shake out first.
But if there are not massive arrests, this is a sanctioned event, in my opinion.
If there are massive arrests, Bruce, let me just say it this way. It'll be the first time any of these protests and riots have happened where there's been mass arrests because there haven't been any in any of the ones prior, even with BLM and Antifa.
That's what I'm saying. If there are not massive arrests with all of this stuff going on and all of this video evidence, then what...
I see what you're saying. Yep. I will agree with you there. Yeah, well said. No, that I agree with. Bruce, thanks as always. Thanks for the card as well. I do appreciate it. We'll move on to our next break. We'll come back another full hour coming your way at 5 o'clock, so don't worry. We got more to talk about with this. Franktown Firearms is next, folks, and I don't want to use what happened today as a reason to go out and buy a gun. I don't think anybody ever should, but I will tell you right now, I believe in the Second Amendment. So if you want to exercise that Second Amendment right, go to Franktown Firearms, buy a gun, buy ammo, get trained. It's all there, one-stop shopping. KLZradio.com. Look for Franktown Firearms or call 720-770-7777.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And John, let me make one simple comment about all of this. We believe in self-defense, not self-offense. That's the difference.
Perfect. Yep. That's exactly it.
Thank you.
So, you know, what Andy means is, are we going to protect what's rightfully ours? Yes. Are we going to go after individuals before something happens? No.
No.
And I go back to what we talked about with Craig a moment ago. I don't like what happens at City Hall, you know, in most cases, but I also know that you can't be like, you know, the guy that I knew at one point in time, Marv up in Granby, that, you know, took the Caterpillar dozer and armored it all up and then over City Hall and, you know, did all sorts of destruction in the town because he didn't like what was going on at City Hall. Did, by the way, there's a Netflix documentary out about that now. You know, did Marv get the short end of the straw? Yes. Did he get screwed by City Hall? Yes. Did he handle that in return in the complete wrong way? Yes.
Yes, he did. You know, one thing, why does our side never look at the greatest answer being win more voters?
I don't know, Andy. I don't know.
We're
going to come back and talk about that in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere. We'll come back. Another full hour coming your way. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.